How good it is that we're here today on this Good Friday and at the hour in which our Lord gave up his life for us, the hour of divine mercy. Though he was harshly treated, he submitted and opened not his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, or a sheep before the shearers, he was silent and opened not his mouth. We heard this prophecy of Isaiah in our first reading today. And our Lord Jesus Christ knew that these words were spoken of about him. And at this point in his trial, he knew that words were not going to change anything at this point. He knew his life was going to end, and he knew how it was going to end. Did he fear the tortures that awaited him as he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane? I imagine so. He sweated drops of blood in that agony. He knew how he would be treated, struck, spit upon, and he knew he would be accused and eventually crucified. And as I said, he was familiar with the prophecies concerning him. Even so, in his humanity, he must have shuddered with great anticipation, with great fear, as he waited for Judas and the soldiers to find him in that place where he prayed that the Lord would take this cup away from him. And finally, just as he knew, they would come. And he was greeted with a traditional kiss by his friend Judas. How that must have pierced his sensitive and sacred heart. And he still feels the betrayal of those who claim to be his friends. And he is particularly grieved by priests and religious who betray him. He is led away like a sheep before the shears, and silent, and does not open his mouth. He is, after all, the innocent Lamb of God, and he is ready. He is ready to fulfill his mission, the mission of his Heavenly Father. He's ready to offer himself as a victim for the salvation of the human race. When he is brought before the powers to be, he hardly says a word, but he does not hide the fact that he is the eternal Son of God. And he knows that this is the hour of darkness. He accepts it. Even in his great distress, he moves forward to give his body and his blood as a sacrifice for our redemption. No greater love has anyone than that he lay down his life for his friends. And this is the truth about his own sacrifice on the cross. He died that we might live. He poured out his blood that we might be healed. He spoke little from the cross, but what he did say has come down to us. We treasure those last words he spoke from that most powerful pulpit. Even in the midst of his great pain, his agony and suffering, he could still pray for those who nailed him to the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Our Lord Jesus Christ led the way, he who is the King of Martyrs, and many, many have followed him closely in his path. They too have lived and they have died in union with Jesus Christ for the redemption of the world. They too have suffered for the salvation of sinners. And that's really how we are all called to live our own Christian lives. In union with Christ, we too must live in such a way as to draw all people to the heart of the Son of God, and thus save their souls. Good Friday is good because through his cross, he has redeemed the world. And through our union with him, we too do something truly amazing and beautiful for God. We too, as his disciples, can give ourselves in sacrifice to save others. Let us keep before our mind's eye all that Jesus did to rescue humanity from sin and death, and let us live always deeply united with him, the Savior of the world.